how the brain works are worth mentioning as they relate to forming good habits. I'll highlight these aspects when doing so has practical value. But by and large, we're going to sidestep the branch of scientific knowledge that deals with the brain. While I find it fascinating, I believe its inclusion will only impede the discussion and hamper your success. Second, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the cheerleading aspect. To be sure, I'm a firm believer in the power of encouragement, and you'll find plenty of it throughout Small Habits Revolution. But we're going to go much further. This action guide is designed for practical application. I'm going to show you the proven step-by-step method for making healthy, lasting changes in your life. I've used it myself, and continue to do so today, as have millions of other people. Third, Small Habits Revolution focuses on building good habits. To that end, we're not going to cover how to break bad habits. Curbing unhealthy routines is an entirely different topic and deserves its own book. Even the process of replacing bad habits with good ones is beyond the scope of this action guide. In these pages, we're going to concentrate on one theme: how to build healthy habits that last the test of time. Up next, you'll get a bird's eye view of what's coming your way in Small Habits Revolution. What you'll learn in Small Habits Revolution. Small Habits Revolution is comprised of 7 fast-moving sections. Each one is a vital part of the discussion. Each one will prove to be crucial in helping you to form good habits that stick. Having said that, I've organized the material in a way that allows you to easily jump to whichever section you desire at any time. You'll notice the table of contents is rich with detail. It'll make navigating this action guide a snap if you decide to jump from section to section. Here's a quick breakdown of what each of the 7 sections covers. Part 1. It's important to recognize what you stand to gain from building good habits. Part 1 highlights the benefits you'll enjoy, both now and in the future, as you make positive changes in your life. This section will inspire you to take action. It'll also encourage you to move forward when you stumble. You may find yourself revisiting Part 1 for this purpose as you adopt new habits that set the stage for a more rewarding lifestyle. Part 2. It's also important to recognize how our minds adopt new habits. We'll delve into this topic in Part 2. We'll talk about the concept of triggers and how to use them to make habits stick. We'll also discuss how routines are developed as well as the value of rewards. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to avoid the heavy science. Instead, we'll focus on the practical aspects of the mind that are immediately applicable to making positive, lasting changes. Part 3. You've probably thought at some point that you just need the right motivation to form a particular habit. For example, going to the gym. Or you might believe that sticking to good habits is solely a matter of willpower. In Part 3, I'll explain why neither motivation nor willpower are critical to building positive behaviors in your life. This is good news if you're having difficulty sustaining either of them. I'll instead highlight the most important aspect of new habit development and demonstrate how it's in your control. Part 4. Part 4 of Small Habits Revolution provides a simple 10-step plan for adopting a new routine into your life. This strategy will work for any habit you wish to develop. It's just a matter of following the plan. I'll explain each step and explain why it's important to the habit development process. I'll also share actionable tips, things you can start doing immediately to adopt the positive changes that will improve your life. Part 5. Unfortunately, having the best habit development strategy in place doesn't, by itself, guarantee your success. Much will depend on your process. Part 5 addresses this topic with more actionable advice. This section of the book provides you with 7 guidelines for adopting new routines. Each one is simple, but can make the difference between starting a habit that sticks and starting one that falls by the wayside. In my opinion, Part 5 is just as important as Part 4, where I show you the simple 10-step plan for developing new habits. You'll find they go hand in hand.